Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I am Cat.
And I'm Joe. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, I don't understand.
Nothing.
You got nothing.
I got nothing.
We have nothing today?
No, I wouldn't say nothing.
So this is nothing about nothing?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah.
Excellent.
I found something.
You found something?
I found a new holiday website, new calendar website.
Cool.
Yes. BizarreAmericanHolidays.com.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, folks.
Yes.
Standby.
January 15th is Hat Day.
My favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I love my hats.
And January 16th is National Nothing Day.
Nothing. You still have nothing.
Yep.
Okay. January 18th is Winnie the Pooh Day. Winnie the Pooh. Never mind. Tigger 2. January 19th is National Popcorn Day.
What do you put on your popcorn?
Nothing.
Good.
January 21 is National Hugging Day.
Have you ever noticed when you do kisses and hugs, you know, on a birthday card, you write it, the hug is a zero.
Yeah, because I don't get them.
Aw. I hug you all the time.
Well, you do.
Yeah. Anyway, birthdays this week from holidayinsights.com. I've picked up the whatever that bug is that you have that makes you not pronounce things right.
That's right.
January 15th, 1961. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, comedy actress Elaine on The Seinfeld Show, was born. On January 16th, 1853, Andre Michelin, the inflatable auto tire inventor, was born.
Ah.
And on January 18th, 1779, Peter Roget, author of Roget's Thesaurus.
Most interesting.
Yes. What's another word for thesaurus?
Book.
There isn't one.
Book.
Okay.
January 19th, 1809, Edgar Allan Poe, author and poet, most notable horror stories.
Mm.
Love his readings.
The Raven.
Ah, yes. January 20th, 1930, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, astronaut. Whoops, I said that incorrectly. Edwin Buzz Aldrin, astronaut, walked on the moon.
Where there was zero gravity. There was no gravity.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, there had to be some gravity, or did he completely fall off?
Oh.
But very little.
Okay.
So he bounded across the moon's surface.
He was doing nothing.
Uh-huh. January 21st, 1924, Telly Savalas, TV's Kojak.
Wow. He had nothing on his head.
Who loves you, baby?
Bald as a billiard ball.
Yes, he was.
Loved him so much.
Who loves you, baby?
In 1936, the first all-glass, windowless building was completed in Toledo, Ohio, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
It was the building of the new home of Owens, Illinois Glass Company Laboratory.
Cool.
And in 1920, Prohibition went into effect in the U.S., so you could drink nothing.
Nothing.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that word.
Guess what the theme for today is?
Christmas trees.
No.
I ain't got none.
You're right. Yes.
What?
That's it.
I have nothing.
Good. Then you got it.
Got what?
Nothing.
Okay.
The curious saying or word from idiomeanings.com. Not idiot meanings, but idiomeanings.com.
I thought you forgot the T.
Yeah, idiomeanings.
Idio.
The term is start from scratch.
Oh.
Yes. Start from scratch is an expression which has altered slightly in meaning since it was first coined. It is now usually used to mean start again from the beginning, where an initial attempt has failed and a new attempt is made with nothing of value carried forward from the first attempt, as opposed to made from scratch, which means made from basic ingredients.
Got it. In the late 1800s, when the start from scratch began to be used and simply meant start with no advantage. Scratch has been used since the 18th century as a sporting term for a boundary or starting point, which was scratched on the ground. The first such scratched was the crease, which is the boundary line for batsmen in cricket. Interesting.
Cool. Now, we're going to do something a little different today.
We're doing nothing?
No, we're doing something.
Okay.
But it's about nothing.
Nothing.
Yes. I found a wonderful website called SeinfeldScripts.com.
Ooh.
As in honor of it being Julie Louis-Dreyfus' birthday this week, my very, very favorite show, it was near the end of their run, was the one about nothing.
Okay.
And it was a show about doing a show about nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. So I found the script for that.
Cool.
Yes. So we're going to, I get to be George, if you would please be Jerry.
I'll be Jerry.
And we're going to call cat number two in.
Yay.
To do a walk-on cameo role.
Meow.
Okay. Anyway, this is as Jerry's approached by network executives about having his own sitcom. He and George try to think of what the show could be about. George throws out several ideas, and Jerry rejects them, of course. Mm-hmm. After a scene with the unique Kramer, this dialogue ensues. See? This could be a show. This is the show.
What?
This, just talking.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. I think this is a good idea.
Just talking. Well, what's the show about?
It's about nothing.
No story?
Nah, forget the story.
You gotta have a story.
Who says you gotta have a story? Remember when we were waiting for that table in the Chinese restaurant that time? That could be a TV show.
And who was on the show? Who are the characters?
I could be a character.
You?
Yeah, you could base a character on me.
So, on the show, there's a character named George Costanza.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that. I'm a character. People are always saying to me, you know, you're quite a character.
And who else is on the show?
Well, Lane could be a character. Kramer.
No, he's a character.
Mm.
So, everybody I know is a character on the show.
Right.
And it's about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So, you're saying I go to NBC and I tell them I got this great idea for a show about nothing.
We go into NBC.
We? Since when are you a writer?
A writer. We're talking about a sitcom.
You want to go with me to NBC?
Yeah, I really think we got something here, Jerry.
What do we got?
An idea.
What idea?
An idea for the show.
I still don't know what the idea is about.
It's about nothing.
Right.
Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
So, we go to NBC. We tell them we got an idea for a show about nothing.
Exactly.
They say, what's your show about? And I say, nothing.
There you go.
Now, when they get to NBC, the discussion goes like this.
So, what have you two come up with?
Well, we thought about this in a variety of ways, but the basic idea is I will play myself.
May I?
Go ahead.
Well, I think I can sum up the show for you with one word. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
The show is about nothing.
Well, it's not about nothing.
No, it's about nothing.
Well, maybe in philosophy, but even so, nothing is something.
What's the premise?
Well, as I was saying, I would play myself, and as a comedian living in New York, I have a friend, a neighbor, and an ex-girlfriend, which is all true.
Yeah, but nothing happens on the show. You see, it's just like life. You know, you eat, you go shopping, you read, you eat, you read, you go shopping.
You read on the show?
Well, I don't know about the reading. We didn't discuss the reading.
All right, tell me. Tell me about the stories. What kind of story?
Oh, no stories.
No stories? So what is it?
What did you do today?
I got up and came to work.
There's a show. That's a show.
How is that a show?
Well, maybe something happens on the way to work.
No. Nothing happens.
Well, something happens.
Well, why am I watching it?
Because it's on TV.
Not yet.
I love that.
Simple diatribe.
George Costanza. I love him. He's quirky. I like quirky guys.
Believe it or not.
Yes.
I did never watch that show. It was not.
I almost didn't have to look up the script because I almost knew it by heart. I guess you're either a Seinfeld person or you're not a Seinfeld person.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Seinfeld person.
I don't like his stand-up comedy, but I liked his shows.
That's kind of why I didn't watch the shows.
Okay. Well, from top5.com, we have a...
Top 5 list that contains 7,423.
Or 11.
Or 11 today.
Yeah, I like this one a lot. This is the top 11 signs you have nothing to do at work.
I have nothing to do at work.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 11, you find yourself looking forward to your next random drug test.
Now that's nothing. Number 10, you already read the entire Dilbert page-a-day calendar for 2012.
I would do that though because I love Dilbert.
That's true.
The only activity on your calendar? Tuesday, 8 a.m., discuss ABC's The Bachelor TV show at the water cooler.
That's nothing.
Mm.
Number 8, you discover that staring at your cubicle wall long enough produces images of Elvis.
Or Jesus, and then you can sell it on eBay.
Yeah, then you sell it on eBay.
Yes. Number 7, you've actually figured out a way to get Gilligan off that island.
That would take the show away from being nothing. Number 6, you decide to see how many Mountain Dews you can drink before the inevitable explosion occurs.
Number 5, people only come into your office to borrow pencils from your ceiling. You ever done that? You ever tried to lob the pencils up and have them stick in the ceiling?
No.
No.
But I got to tell you a side story.
Yes.
Up in Wisconsin, Highway 50 runs between Lake Geneva and Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through, there's this old rustic bar. And I walked in one time because we wanted to drink back in those days. And we walked in, and there's this building. Inside of this building, it was basically dark with a black ceiling. But in the ceiling was a card stuck in the ceiling.
Hmm.
So you have
just one.
Just one card, nothing else. And so you ask the inevitable question to the owner, and he says, well, how's the card? And he goes, well, I'll tell you the story. And the story is as such. Harry Houdini was playing Lake Geneva and was going back to Chicago. He stopped at the bar because he wanted to relax. And just it was in the middle of nowhere, so nobody would know him. And the owner said, look, I know who you are. I won't pester you, but would you do one magic trick for me? And the guy says, well, go get me a brand new deck of cards, unopened, which he did. Came back, he set the deck of cards in front of Harry Blackstone. Harry Blackstone took the deck. He goes, now write on a piece of paper a card, but don't let me see what you're writing. Gentleman writes down a number and a card in there. Harry Houdini opens the deck of cards and throws it into the ceiling. You know, he pulled it out of the packet and mm-hmm. threw all the cards into the ceiling. And all the cards come fluttering down, except one.
Ooh.
It was a Jack of Diamonds.
No.
He asked the guy, what did he write on the paper? It was a Jack of Diamonds.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you talk about stuck in the ceiling, wow. That kind of thing, that was kind of a cool.
There's a show we got to do on magicians and magic.
There yeah. you go.
However, that has nothing to do with what we're talking so about
we'll,
today.
We'll make that part disappear for now.
Yes. Oh, very good. Where were we? Oh, yeah.
Number four. No longer content with merely photocopying your butt, you now scan and enhance it with Photoshop.
Yes. I look really good in all my pictures because of Photoshop now. Number three. After months of taking frequent breaks, you now require only a single can of cola to belch the names of all seven dwarves.
Number two. Your title? Hooters Employee Continuing Education Coordinator.
And the number one sign you have nothing to do at work.
The 4th Division of Paperclips has overrun the pushpin infantry, and General Whitehouse has called for a new skirmish. Wow.
Yeah. That's doing nothing with some creativity.
Oh. Mm. I'm in trouble.
Well, I have some more Jerry Seinfeld stuff.
Uh-oh.
These are anecdotes from anecdotage.com.
Okay.
In October 2000... Jerry Seinfeld and his wife, Jessica Sklar, announced that they were expecting a baby. How will we know if the baby is Jerry's? One commentator wondered. Will it come out and say, what's the deal with wombs?
The stellar success of Seinfeld came as a surprise to many of the show's producers. NBC was so underwhelmed by the pilot that the studio ordered only 4 more episodes rather than the standard 13. Interesting, last week's conversation about 13.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, Jerry Seinfeld recalled his favorite part of the pilot performance report. It said, the show is contemporary, unusual, humorous, and appealing to a young audience, and therefore not something they would want.
And that's why NBC has done so well through the years.
There you go.
Yes. Jason Alexander, my favorite character,
aye.
Famed for his George Costanza character on Seinfeld, was once asked what sort of woman was attracted to him. Well, it's interesting how the Seinfeld fan base broke down, he replied. Michael Richards, who was Kramer, would get the lunatics. Julia Louis-Dreyfus would get the convicts. Jerry would get the young, attractive girls. And I would get their mothers. I love the show where somebody that Jerry's dating knows Marissa Tomei.
Okay.
And she decides, or the person decides to fix up George with Marissa Tomei because Marissa Tomei likes little quirky guys. Bald, short, bald, quirky guys.
And
yeah, I forget what happens, but I know it doesn't turn out well because nothing ever turns out well for George Costanza.
No, he has a way of putting a foot in his mouth every
time. Why has he not done more? He did Seinfeld and then kind of dropped off the face of the earth.
Because he was a situational player.
Whatever. You know, he could have had his own spinoff. He does stage work? Broadway?
Yeah, he just wasn't a stand-up.
That voice from beyond
character.
In our studio just told me.
Yeah. Cat too says.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
So you missed my joke there. I was just Cat. Saying he wasn't a stand-up kind of guy.
La 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 la. Yes.
Sorry.
Sometimes you're too quick for me, Joe.
Yes.
And sometimes you got nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing again?
Nothing. Never mind.
Okay. You got nothing?
I got nothing.
I got none.
Yeah, you do. You got dumb criminals.
Oh, dumb from dumbcriminals.com. Times are tough. People are cutting back on all sorts of things. Food, cable, regular pool cleanings, gas for the getaway car.
Two bank robbers were caught when their getaway car ran out of gas, according to CFNews13.com. The guys robbed a bank with a gun, jumped in their car, and it eventually ran out of gas. Finally, we see an upside to the General Motors bankruptcy. Now that's reinvention. Ooh. Yeah. Don't call, please. If you work for GM, please don't call us.
Yes. Never mind. Police arrested the two after the car stopped just a few blocks from the bank. Then they took them to a nearby gas station so they can get gas for the car. Then, after refueling the tank, the police took them to jail.
Well, that was kind of them, wasn't it?
That was so sweet.
That's funny. Yes. Make sure you got a full tank of gas before you try to hold up someplace and get away.
And that's why it's from dumbcriminals.com.
Yes. Okay, this is a stretch.
We're stretching?
We're stretching. We have a top five list from top5.com with nine. Which, doesn't that mean nothing in
nine?
In German? Nine?
Nine.
Okay.
No.
But, no?
Nine. No.
Nine? Oh. Oh, well, whatever. The top nine bad things about being a headless horseman, or in other words, having no head or nothing above your neck.
A headless horseman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Number nine, sunglasses keep falling off your neck.
Number eight, bad hair days is replaced by a much scarier, bad jugular days.
We don't write them, we just read them, folks. Number seven, you always get disqualified for missing the first jump in the steeplechase. Oh, that's so bad.
That's not even good. Number six, that doofus in wardrobe uses a staple gun to keep your cape in place.
Ouch! Number five, you're forced to list your height as 5'2 on your driver's license. Oh, and just for you, Joe, number four. Just for you.
The stubble joy.
Subtle.
The stubble.
Subtle.
Subtle joy of stumbling, picking your nose while driving is gone forever.
Number three, you have to sneeze through your butt.
No.
Don't say it. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Hard. Number two, hard to achieve the cool rapper look with your red Yankees cap wedged in your armpit.
And the number one bad thing about being a headless horseman?
When you wear your favorite party hat, you look just like a dork.
Because you don't when you have a head, obviously.
Help me.
Yes.
Now,
there's no help for you. I'm sorry.
The going back to cover the bad joke about picking your nose is one of my favorite things. Is, what are you doing today? Or what did you do today? And I like to say, just pick my nose and flick at passerbys, you know.
Ew.
And it's kind of funny because it's funny.
It's funny?
It is funny.
I don't think that's so funny.
Have you seen the back of your shirt lately?
Oh, gosh, no. Ew.
I'll see that there is funny.
Ew, I don't care what you say. Yeah, that there is funny. That's a funny joke. That reminds me of a Seinfeld episode.
Uh-oh.
There's the one where Jerry's dating, of course, a gorgeous girl, like he always is. He's dating this gorgeous girl.
Yes.
And he's had like maybe one or two dates with her. Things are going well. And he's driving.
Okay.
And he looks over. Or actually, he's driving and he's in his car, stopped at a red light, and he does something with his finger in his nose. He scratches his nose. And he looks over and there's the girl. And she is disgusted. And she drives away. And he's like, no. And this conversation ensues where it was not a pick, it was a scratch.
Yeah.
Well, was it an internal scratch or an external scratch? Well, I think it was, and then he talks to her. No, that was a pick. No, it was a scratch. And it was about nothing. I mean, they talked about picking and scratching for the whole show. It was just...
Hence the whole Seinfeld genre about nothing.
About nothing. Yes.
Do you know what's really sad? Is driving down the road, and I'm on the road a lot because I do work all over, is you would be surprised how many times you pull up to somebody and you're sitting there and you casually look over because that's the kind of things you do. You look at things around you and you see their nose.
Okay. Yeah, this show is degenerated from nothing to disgusting.
Now that we're talking about up your nose, you have to go back to the old Cheech and Chong standard.
Huh?
Everything he gets, he puts up his nose. I gave him a toy soldier.
Up his nose.
I gave him a quarter.
Up his nose.
I'll tell you, doctor, everything I give him goes up his nose.
There should be nothing up your nose except your brains.
Well, there should be some little follicle hairs to stop all the nastiness from coming into your nose.
You're just so precise.
I know.
You really are.
This really is about nothing.
This really is about nothing. So we have some Just Jokes from iSearchJokes.com.
Just Jokes.
Yes, I searched nothing and it came up with nothing, so we had to go with what we had. A father asked his son, Little Johnny, if he knew about the birds and the bees.
I don't want to know, Little Johnny said, exploding and bursting into tears.
Confused, his father asked Little Johnny, what's wrong?
Oh, Pop, Johnny sobbed. For me, there was no Santa Claus at age 6, no Easter Bunny at 7, and no Tooth Fairy at 8. And if you're telling me now that grown-ups don't really have sex, I got nothing left to believe in.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
If a ham sandwich is better than nothing, and nothing is better than life itself, does that mean that a ham sandwich is better than life itself?
I shall ponder on the preponderance of your question.
Yeah.
In other words, I got nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We have a couple lies, because again, I put in lie of the day, nothing, and it came up with nothing.
Nothing.
Yes. Mm. But this is from HaLife.com, Dave's Web of Lies, which you can get a lie in your mailbox every day.
There you go.
Or you get to lie in your mailbox every day. Don't say the next thing. Anyway.
You have to understand, folks, that sometimes when my young friend here mentions certain things, my mind goes into left field.
Now, your mind is always in left field.
Now
your mind lives in left field.
Now, being the nice and honorable person, we don't say those things on radio.
No,
nor
but,
do I mention them in life sometimes.
But minute the microphone is off.
But my face does scrunchy-looking funny things because I'm trying to bite my tongue from not speaking out.
Joe.
So therefore...
Joe.
Yes?
Your face is scrunchy-looking all the time.
Well, that's because I'm just ugly, but anyway.
No, you're not. You're beautiful.
No.
Anyway.
I still have the pork chop my mom used to keep around my neck so the dog would play with me. Come on.
Stop that. Okay, so we're going to tell you some lies. However.
This disclaimer. Whilst we have exhaustively examined each of our lies for any specks of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality, we cannot guarantee that our lies are not, in fact, true.
Our first one. Contrary to popular belief... Nothing is contrary to popular belief. Think about that, folks. That'll give you a headache.
This really is about nothing.
Yes.
The original author of the quote, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself," was in fact not President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but Marvin the Martian, who had traveled back in time. The actual quote in full is, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself, spiders, communists, groundkeeper Willie, and Mel Blanc getting laryngitis. I claim this planet in the name of Mars."
I like that. Yes.
Oh, if I could only have done his proper voice.
And further evidence has concluded that nothing cannot exist.
We can't have nothing?
Can't have nothing. There's always something. It's always something.
It's always
with
something.
You, Joe. It's always something.
So a black hole is nothing?
No, it's something.
But nothing goes through it.
Right, so it's something.
But nothing comes out of it.
Read the next one, Joe.
Nothing acts faster than aspirin.
Hmm.
So take nothing.
Oh, yes. You know how the 4 out of 5 doctors recommend? I want to talk to that 5th doctor.
Yeah.
What the heck is wrong with him? There's always a rabble-rouser in every crowd.
You know, that's the most interesting thing. When you put 5 doctors together... They all have opinions.
Yeah, 4 of them would never agree.
No. And yet they're trying to tell us how to live our life.
Yeah.
They give us nothing, and we give them nothing, but we give them lots of money.
They're just practicing.
Good point.
They're just practicing.
And when they hit 77, they know what they're doing.
No. They stop practicing because they realize that they don't know what they're doing.
They got
That's not nice.
They got all the money they want. We're not picking on doctors.
No,
we
we're
love
not.
You guys.
No, we love it.
But my doctor's a female. She's a very nice lady.
Oh.
I like
her. 2 of my doctors are female.
I trust her.
Uh-huh. That's scary.
No, she's a good girl.
But does she trust you? A good girl. She's going to hit you next time you're in that office.
No, she's a sweetheart. She is a good girl.
All right.
I can't say that she's a beautiful lady because then that makes my other half think like, you know, what do you mean she's a beautiful lady? But now I get
your other half. You mean that other personality you go to the psychiatrist for?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Leave her alone.
Sorry.
And Cactus Joe says stop it.
Cactus Joe. Oh, we haven't heard from Cactus Joe for a while.
No, Cactus Joe has been repressed for a while.
I know. We need to find some Cactus Joe stuff.
He caused me embarrassment the other day. So
what did he do?
Oh, he came out in the wrong place.
Did he just... Well, yeah. Oh. Oops.
Dang,
hate it when that happens.
Dang, tootin'.
And what did Cactus Joe do in the wrong place?
We can't talk about that
stuff. Okay, we'll talk about that off air. I thought you were setting me up for something there.
No, this is really about nothing.
Okay. You know my other favorite Seinfeld episode?
No.
Soup Nazi.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. The Soup Nazi. Cat 2 just did a big cheer.
One of the few shows that I did watch and absolutely loved. Mm-hmm. That guy is great.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and there have been restaurants that have opened called Soup Nazi about that. And there's one up in Beechwood. It's not called Soup Nazi. It's called something Zupa.
Yeah.
And it is. It's the same thing. There's five or six different kinds of soup, and you go through the line. And, yes, I love soup.
Love soup, but I'm going to tell you what. It's you got to have the original. It's like there's a bar up in Chicago called Boar's Head. This is the guy that Saturday Night Live did a skit on about, you know, cheeseburger. You go in the original place, it's awesome. They opened up a second place, and the guy, there's a crackety old guy in the background that tries to act like the owner, but he's just not the same. So you have to go to the original Boar's Head.
Wait, does he say cheeseburger?
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
And Pepsi, please?
No Pepsi.
No Pepsi. Cook.
Cheeseburger.
We could do a whole show on Saturday Night Live. You know, I've never missed an episode of Saturday Night Live. Ever in 39 years.
You know, the later stuff, some of the characters just do not.
Oh, no, we're not going to get into that.
I love the original.
Nothing is wrong with Saturday Night Live.
Up through Eddie Murphy time. It was good.
Anyway, yes. So you want to talk about some more nothings?
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Oh, jeez.
Mr. Robinson.
No, we're supposed to be talking about Seinfeld.
Oh,
Jerry Seinfeld never hosted Saturday Night Live, I don't believe. Julia did, because she used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but why would he?
I don't know, because he's a comedian.
Probably.
Yeah. We have ruminations.
Ruminations.
From ruminate.com.
Ta-da.
Mm-hmm.
I got a great new idea for a talent contest reality TV show. It's going to be called America's Got Nothing Better to Do. By Leanne Trukan.
Yes. Mm. And we have a new Irish blessing website.
Cool.
Captain Wacky's Traditional Irish Blessings, which tend to not be so traditional.
This is Captain Wacky,
folks. Yes, capandwacky.com.
Capandwacky.com.
Down at the pub, reveling all night. Pray they don't run out of Guinness and substitute Amstel Light. That's an Irish prayer.
Wow.
Yes.
May your schizophrenia always be blamed on colorful drunkenness.
Colorful drunkenness. That's a lot better than black and white drunkenness.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
B.
We got nothing.
Nothing again?
Yeah, that's because that's all we have for today, so we got nothing else.
This show has really been about nothing today.
It really has. I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
You got nothing.
I got nothing.
And together we're?
Cat Soup.
We love you. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.
Bye.
Bye.